Hello, family and friends. This is Auntie Frida with Godly Parenting Podcast. Oh, it's been a minute. I hope you all doing well. I am so sorry for the break, but we are back. I hope you all had a great Mother's Day yesterday. So we are beginning our sessions. I thank God for all of you listeners out there. I hope you're all doing well. So let's begin. At this moment, our session is just a little bit of Thanksgiving. I want us to look at how grateful and thankful we are for being mothers. Motherhood is an awesome journey. I'm always amazed how we are born. We grow up from infant, toddlers. We become children. We become teenagers, youth, young adults, adults, and so on. We get married. We have kids. And then our motherhood journey begins. God has always been so good and helpful when it comes to motherhood. As Christian women, our journey in motherhood, it's a grace that God gives us to become mothers. I don't see it as any chance, but it's just the grace of God that makes us all get into this motherhood journey. I don't know what your story is about motherhood, but mine, it's a wonderful journey. So we end up or think about how are we going to do this? As we continue our series on motherhood, today we are going to study about Hagar. Our scripture of reference is Genesis chapter 16. So in Genesis chapter 16, we learn of this woman called Hagar. A little background of Hagar. Abraham and Sarah were waiting for a child. And mind you, God has promised Abraham that he's going to be a father of a great nation. So Sarah, as desperate as she could be, encouraged Abraham to lay with one of her servants, who was Hagar, to have a child for her. Hagar gets pregnant and have a child, and Sarah gets emotional and tell Hagar to go away with the son. Hagar is an enslaved Egyptian who has no status or power. If you were a slave, you have much limitations. Yet, at her lowest point, she's been out of her master's house. She's in the desert. How can she be a mother? She cried out unto the Lord. The Lord saw her and showed her mercy. We as mothers, at our lowest point, who do we turn to? Where is our source of comfort?
And Hagar cried out to the Lord that she wanted something for her son. The Lord showed her mercy. God sees us. He really does. In every situation that we are in, the times that we mothers, we get frustrated, we get angry, we get anxious, we get worried. What is going to become of our children? Getting school reports that our child did this, our child is not doing well in reading, our child is not doing well in math, our child is not getting along with other kids. The list goes on and on and on. He knows our situation. God knows every single situation that we as mothers, we find ourselves into. But guess what? He is in control. He is in control because he has given us the grace. The grace. A name that Hagar used was El Roy, the God who sees me. So I encourage each and every mother listening to me that God sees. He sees you. He sees you. He sees you. At our lowest point, where all hope is gone, look up and talk to El Roy. Because he sees you. He sees me. He sees us. He would help us through our motherhood journey. He is indeed a faithful God. We can do this parenting business because God got our back. As women, as mothers, God got our back. As a mother-to-be, God got your back. He is in this story. God is in your story of motherhood. His grace is sufficient. He is more than able to give us the strength to go through this motherhood journey. I encourage you today to keep trusting in Him because He sees you. Keep relying on His strength for every single day, every single hour, every single minute, every single second. God is faithful. At our lowest point, He sees you and I. He would help us. He would show us mercy. Again, this is Auntie Frida with Godly Parenting Podcast. I hope to see you soon. We are continuing our motherhood journey stories. If you have a story to share, please don't forget to contact us. You can put it in the comments below and let us know how your motherhood journey is going. God bless you, and I will see you next time. Have a blessed day, and don't forget, God got our back. We can do this. I love you all. Stay blessed.